Mandy,
Katie.
happy 100, ma'am. It's our 100th
Oh,
episode.
it's our centennial.
It is our centennial. We have done 100 of these, and people are still hanging in.
Are they? You see those numbers. I don't ever see those numbers, but
Yeah,
that's
they are.
great.
Yeah,
Good.
I know. I know. I'm so excited. What a great platform that we have. I mean, it's so fun to talk to you every week and to be able
Yeah,
to
ma'am.
find friends, new friends. I think we've gathered some new friends through all this, and I just love it. So thank you to our listeners. It is so fun to be here with all of
Absolutely.
you. It's been quite a week on many, many levels, but we are now starting football, and it's that time of year where a bunch of sports are happening because the weather's nice. So we'll start with football game day. Lee Corso, God love him, finally retired. And I did, in fact, cry the most of during college game day because it was very sweet. I didn't understand half of what he says because, I mean, let's be real, the strokes have really gotten his language sensors, and he has a hard time with that. So we all needed subtitles, but it was still very sweet to hear everybody talk about him and how he's kind to everyone on the set. He was one of the first ones to bring on African American players on scholarship, female coaches, the whole nine yards. So I'm so thankful for Lee Corso and the great work that he did to expand the college football platform and world in all kinds of ways. So real excited about that.
Absolutely.
Auburn played Baylor. We won. I mean, we're okay. We're okay. That's all I got is we're okay. We're 1-0 and Alabama's 0-1. Hey, I'm good. I don't know how long I'll be
That's,
good, but I'm
who can
good.
ask for more?
I know, right? So it was a good day. It was
After
a
one
really good
week,
day. Yeah.
who can ask for more than being 1-0 after 1 week?
Right. So, we have a running quarterback, which is great. They did not play the three quarterback system like they said they were, so I was really glad to see that. Our quarterback did really well. My concern, because there's always a concern with Auburn, is that, we can do that for some games, but we have to use other people if we're going to survive the entire season. Like, our quarterback can't run every ball, never pass, score every touchdown. Like, we gotta have more than just him in the mix. So we'll see. Are you watching any of the US Open, any of the tennis? No.
No,
So I've
I mean, I'm seeing all the crazy storylines.
Yes. So I haven't watched tons of it, but I did the other day watch Coco Gauff and Osaka, Naomi Osaka play. And that was like the premier game and match that everybody was excited about because they were in the same bracket. They had to get through each other to move forward.
Yeah.
Coco is kind of where Naomi Osaka was a few years ago. She's really struggling, and it breaks my heart to see her struggle. It's one thing to lose because, you just have a bad day or it's anything to do with your skill set, but you can tell she's just not mentally herself these days. And I'm
Yeah.
very hopeful that she gets some support and help in that way. She's a precious girl, just so amazing and strong and beautiful. And I just wish her the best, but it was kind of hard to watch. On the other hand,
Yeah.
Naomi has come back from having a baby and, come back from her mental health challenges and is just killing it. And I love to see that. So I was really excited to watch that match. It was good to see Naomi Osaka do so well. So, and she's still in it. I just checked the brackets today. So she's still winning. So good for her.
Good.
That's the sports that I follow in my little world. The only other thing that we had this weekend was this giant family reunion here at the campground. And let me tell you, I've never seen anything like it. I
So
hope you got some good food. I hope you I
got a
did.
t-shirt and some good food.
I did. I didn't get a t-shirt, but I did get good food. They invited me to lunch on Sunday, and so I went and ate some delicious food on Sunday. But this family has a board. Like, they are governed by a board who plans it. And I know, there's talent night, there's a dance and a party one night, there's meals, you know, they cook every meal. The members, they don't hire somebody to come cook, they do it. I was there at
Yeah.
lunch, and they each part of the family got up and talked about, they were like, "We're so sorry, you don't know any of us." I'm like, "I don't care." They went around and gave updates
Yeah.
on their families, and, like, you know, things like, little Bobby is here and he's in the 7th grade now and plays trombone in the band at school. I mean, it was just amazing. Like,
That's so
my
fun.
family would never. Those board meetings would be off the damn chain. It would just be awful. So, I mean, it was just so wild. But they were so
That's funny.
kind, and they let me come and welcomed me. And they're all descended from some United Methodist pastors and bishops. So they get the whole Methodist thing. A lot of them are members up at a friend of mine's church in Atlanta that's open and affirming and loving. And so it was a great group, but it was so weird. It was great. So that's been my week. So, yeah. How about you,
Well,
Mandy?
good. I've done nothing.
Love it. Love it.
Nothing. Yeah, I've done nothing. I'm trying to think, like, literally, if I did anything, and I don't know that I've left my house.
That's good.
Yeah. So, just, lots of people. I started to walk across the street one night. It had been rainy, and then it cleared off just in time for sunset, and those are always the best sunsets. And
Yes.
I started to walk across the street, and then I saw all the people
It's
who were
people-y.
on the
It was
beach, and I said,
real
no,
people-y.
I'm not doing it. Not doing
Too people-y.
it. So yeah, time for y'all to go home, which they have. It's
Good.
so nice. It's
Good.
so nice. I
Because
love y'all, but
even,
I love when y'all go home.
yeah, the schools that start later should have started by now, I would think. So I would think that most of the people. So that's good. You got the beach back to yourself.
Yes. Yeah, so the couple of weeks between Labor Day and fall break
Oh, yeah.
are always very nice, but then they also lure you in just when you relax a little bit. Everybody comes back for fall break, but it's fine. It's fine. I didn't watch any football because I was having to watch two baseball games. But I did see one football storyline that cracked me up because I had already been thinking about
It is
this.
really
Okay,
funny.
I don't know what y'all did. I don't know what y'all did for Rush, but every night we had so many balloons in the house. And so what you would have to do is if you were not in class, you were at the house blowing up balloons. And we'd have, three or four helium tanks, and people would discover whether or not they were good balloon tires or not. And so you'd
The
have people
skill.
blowing up the balloon. You'd hand it off to somebody who could tie the balloon.
Not
You
me.
would hand it off to somebody who would tie the string around it. And then you'd hand it off it to somebody who would then place it where it needed to go. If you weren't doing that, you were twirling crepe paper,
Paper. Yep.
pink and black crepe paper, like the streamers that we used to have back in the day. We were twirling those until I can't remember if it was when I was dress chair or the year before, maybe. We eventually, because our skit the night before prefs was called Underground FAMU, like Underground Atlanta. This was back before you would get shot if you went to
Yes,
Underground
I was
Atlanta.
about to say it's dangerous now. You gotta wear
And
your
we had this.
bulletproof.
So we have this finally got this gigantic sign made so we didn't have to twirl the crepe paper the year I was rushed here. But we were still like the number of balloons that were blown up is just I hate to think about what happened to all that plastic. But anyway, So I had already noticed on the socials that it appears that sororities now are just buying those balloon arches. And I'm very concerned about the shift because how do the people who are good balloon tiers, how will they know that they have the skill in life?
How will they know?
They will go their entire life and not know that their fingers are specially equipped to tie off balloons quickly and efficiently. It's sad. It's really sad.
It
And
is.
like, are they at the house all day doing other things? I can't imagine what they have to do. And so if they're not there, then when are they getting the rush intel from the fellas? Because
Right.
they would bring us lunch and
Yes.
fill us in on what all our rushes were telling us and what they liked
Right.
and what they didn't, so that we could
Right.
then accommodate
Adjust.
that evening.
Yes.
When is that happening? I just feel like it's a real vacuum of opportunity that's happening because of these professional balloon arches. All of that to say, those things had already been on my mind when I saw clips of Bill Belichick. Who, by the way, friends, for those of you who don't watch professional football and maybe don't know, that man was like the orneriest old man, like just famous for his press conferences of giving like one-word answers, like nothing. He's now dating a 12-year-old,
Yeah, pretty much.
and nobody can feel like if you don't listen, if you have not taken our advice and listened to Pablo Torre Finds Out, the podcast, you should, because
You
those
should.
episodes are so entertaining. But Pablo has done like a deep dive on the whole Belichick, Jordan, whatever her name is,
It's like
relationship.
Hilaria Baldwin. Her name's Jordan, but now it's Jordan. Come on.
Jordan.
Come on.
And like the scuttlebutt is that she has like come in and has started running his life. So this grumpy old man, who's always been this grumpy old man, suddenly starts dating Jordan, and like has just done more media, has just done several things that are really out of character. And it's to the point where people are like, is this elder abuse sort of thing?
Did you
There's a
see?
clip of her going up to him on the sideline during the game. What are we doing? Why are you not sitting in the stands with all the other coaches, significant others? Like,
Did you see her outfit?
I did, but I can't think of what it
It's
was. There
like
was some flared
Carolina
pants going on.
blue sequined flare pants.
Sequined pants.
Sequin, Carolina blue boots, a white wife beater t-shirt, and the thing that killed everybody was that on her middle finger, she had one of his Super Bowl rings on.
Shut up.
I swear. Yep.
Girl,
I
I
know.
mean,
I know.
apparently she's trademarked all these
Gold digger.
phrases.
Gold digger.
Kanye would like a word.
I
So
know.
anyway, it just the whole, if you haven't, like, you should really, it's an entertaining listen.
Yes.
Pablo's
Pablo
pop
is
podcast about this.
after the whole thing, and it's amazing.
But so when Bill Belichick gets his butt beat and then goes to do the post-game presser and is standing in front of a balloon arch, I just had to die laughing. And of course, somebody on Twitter is like, he looks like he walked up to the KD house and decided to stop there and have his press conference in front of their balloon arch.
Well, the other thing that I've seen, do you remember when back when all this started, they did some, they went to the beach together and did like a lift where she was on, he was laying on the beach and she was,
Like the Dirty Dancing lift.
yes, but it was on his foot. Like, so he was laying
Like
down with
playing
her.
airplane when you're a
Yes,
kid.
playing airplane like she was 12. Somebody took the silhouette of that and put it in Carolina blue and said Air Jordan.
I did see that, but I didn't get it because I didn't know that they had been photographed
They've
doing
been
that.
photographed doing the airplane like she's 12.
Y'all, that's just God loving.
Somebody's loving him.
Oh, mercy. I did.
So gross. But the Super Bowl ring just about killed me.
She is just so,
Okay.
having grown up as the best friend of the daughter of our high school football coach. So, and I was the friend deemed calm enough to go to all the football games. So, from the time we were in the fourth grade until Rendell became a cheerleader in 10th grade, I went to every football game, away game, with all the coaches' wives. So, I've been around some coaches' wives in my time. And the extent to which she is missing the mark. Woo!
It's bad.
Yeah,
It's
that's just,
funny and it's
it is,
bad.
it's sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, in other sports news, I've been watching a lot of baseball as
Yeah.
usual.
Cubs doing well or not?
And Cubs are okay.
Okay.
They're doing fine. They're gonna make it. I don't think they're gonna win the division. I think they're 6 games back of Milwaukee. They went out to San Francisco and got swept, which you can't do that.
No.
So, they're gonna make the offseason. I don't know that they have that killer instinct to be successful in the offseason. I just don't know that they have that. So we'll see. The Braves played the Phillies, which is always my favorite
Yes.
series. And we had done pretty well against the Phillies earlier. Like the first series we had them was early in the season, and we actually won that series. But man, oh man, the first game, it was Thursday night, I think. And I can't even remember who we had pitching. It was somebody that I saw a stat. So when you get let go by a team, it's called being DFA'd. And we had, like, on a 35 man roster, I think it was like, I want to say 19 people on our roster had. That sounds like a lot. It may not. I'm bad with numbers. Don't ever trust me when I give you numbers. But it was a lot. It was a
It was a
large
lot of,
percentage of people on our team who had been DFA'd by other teams. And most of those are pitchers, let me assure you. This cat pitching, God love him, he just got hammered. And of all nights, it was the night that Abbott Elementary was there filming an episode.
So it's gonna be live
So,
and on our screens
uh-oh.
forever.
Right?
Yeah.
Kyle
So
Schwarber hit 4 home runs.
was that the
It
night
was
I was gonna
just,
ask? So the only thing I've seen about baseball was this great story that everybody was real positive about, Kyle Schwarber hitting 4 home runs in a game, and it hadn't happened in blah 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 years. And I went, hey, I think I recognize the uniforms of the team that he did that to. And I was like, oh crap, that's the
Yeah,
Braves.
it has happened, Katie. It has happened. In fact, it has happened this year, Katie. And guess what team it was against?
The
The
Braves.
Braves. There have been 4 games this year where somebody has hit 4 home runs, and 2 of them were against the Braves.
Golly, Pete.
Yeah, it's just been one of those years, man. So we came back and we played. Chris Sale came back. He's been on the injured list, and because he made a beautiful diving catch in the ninth inning, he pitched a complete game and made a diving catch off the mound and broke his rib back in June.
Oh, I remember that. We discussed
So
that. Yes, indeed.
he's been on the injured list this whole time. So he actually came back, and so we actually had a pitcher, and we played really well. We still lost. And then our little kid from Thomasville, who's doing so
Yes.
well, he pitched and did great. We still lost. Both of those were one-run games.
Love it.
Because listen, if the Braves are in a one-run game, one of them went to extra innings and we lost. Listen, it just, but finally, so then we played them for Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN. And we hadn't won a Sunday Night Baseball game, and I don't know when. And we actually beat the Phillies on Sunday Night Baseball. Thank you very much. So
Yes.
that's sort of what we've been doing is we've been getting, playing better, still losing, and then winning the last game to keep from being swept.
Lord.
Just had so then they when after the Phillies they went to Chicago, and they played Chicago for the last series. So I've only had to watch one baseball game a
Oh, that's
night for the
nice.
past for the past couple of nights. Same thing, Cubbies beat them. They played better, but the Cubbies beat them. But they didn't sweep them. The Braves won last night. They beat
One
the Cubbies last
one.
one. Yeah. So anyway, it's just been it's just been one of those. One of
Yeah.
those. One of those. So at right now, it looks like what's going to happen are the Phillies are going to win our division. The Brewers are going to win the Central. And I think the Dodgers are probably going to pull out the West. They have been neck and neck with the Padres, but the Padres just had a run of injuries.
Yeah.
So I think the Dodgers are going to run away with it. So, and then the wild card will be the Cubbies and the Mets. And maybe the Padres, but it'll kind of depend on
Yeah.
how they do with all these injuries. And don't ask me about the American League because I don't really know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's what we'll be looking at for the postseason. So if y'all want to
All
watch
right.
postseason baseball,
Yeah.
you'll be ready. You'll know who we don't ever root for the Phillies. We
No.
love Kyle Schwarber
Yeah.
and we love dogs' butts in her.
She's normally asleep this
But
whole time, not today.
she's having fun.
She is having
We do
fun.
love Kyle Schwarber, and that's what Casey, who's probably run off the road as she's listening to this, because it
Probably
makes her so mad.
does.
I love Kyle Schwarber.
I know, it's so
It
funny.
makes her so mad.
I love it. Run off the
And
road,
I do.
Casey. Jump back
I
on,
do.
though.
It's funny. I was just listening to our friend Katie Nolan. She didn't know she's our
Love.
friend, but she
No.
is. I was listening to Katie Nolan's podcast, Casuals, and a guy had written in talking about his fantasy football team. And he's a huge Steelers or Packers, I can't remember, one of those, old school
Yeah.
teams. And so what he does for his fantasy football team is whoever is on his fantasy football team who's playing for the opposing team that week, he just benches them. So that he doesn't have to, in any way, shape, form, or fashion, root against his team.
Interesting.
And Katie was like, I feel like you kind of just need to get over that. And she said, here's
Yeah.
the way I think about it. She's like, I'm always going to root for the Patriots, full
Yeah.
stop. But if my running back, who's on my fantasy football team, scores the touchdown, it hurts 0.5% less.
Right.
And that's sort of how I feel when Kyle Schwarber hits four home runs against the Braves. Like, I don't like it. I don't ever want the Phillies to beat the Braves. But if it's Kyle Schwarber doing it versus Tommy Pham,
Yeah. Somebody we really hate.
then I like it. I like
Yeah.
it. It's fine. So,
Yep.
anyway, that's where we are. The only other thing is, I had a thought yesterday.
Yeah.
Was looking at
Just
I think it
the
was
one.
just the one. I think it was the Define Dish.
Okay.
Who she's in Spain now, and she was doing a wine tasting. And this is gonna be my advice. You should go and do those while you're young.
Yes.
Go taste the wine while
Yeah.
you're young.
Yep.
Because I love the thought of going and doing a wine tasting in Spain, But the more I thought about it, and like she kept, you know, like an hour later, she'd share another story and she
Yes.
would have, you know, a glass of champagne. And then, you know, they went to dinner and they had wine with dinner. There's not a chance in hell that my body
Yeah.
could do a wine tasting and then do anything else.
I'd be asleep.
I would need to go home and go to bed.
I would need to take to the bed,
Then
definitely.
I wouldn't sleep worth a crap. I wouldn't
Yeah.
sleep worth a crap that night. Be awake at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
and then be tired the next day. So listen, I know we don't have a lot of children who listen to our podcast.
We don't.
Probably zero. Everybody's probably our age.
Yep.
But if you have children, you should encourage them.
Go do it.
Taste the wine.
Yeah.
Taste the wine while you're young and your body can do it.
Amen. I had Prosecco and limoncello drink the other night, and it I had to take to the bed. Had to take to the bed. Do
It
it while
just
you're young.
stinks.
We're there. We're there. I never thought I'd be here, but we're here. Yep.
Tough. And you thought that your parents were, you know, doing it because they're lame.
Yeah.
They're not. They're just, it's just what your body's going to do to you. So just believe us.
Yep.
Put that trip to Spain on your credit card
Yep. Go. Go now. Run. Go
and go
now.
taste.
Do it.
That's all I have, Katie.
I love it. I love it. Well, I am doing something that I never do. Actually, two things that I never do. First, I hardly ever read a biography. I
Okay.
read Educated. I loved Educated, but that read more like a novel. But
Yeah.
this biography was suggested to me, and I'm reading it, and I love it. It's thick. It's a lot of pages and it's very dense, but it is so eye-opening and so good. It's about Amelia Earhart. And, you know, we grew up with like this cleaned up heroic version of her story. And there is definitely part of that that is very true. She was a hero. She was a pioneer. She was all those things. But there's a lot more to the story than what we were given in our children's books, as you can imagine. And so this book called The Aviator and the Showman, Amelia Earhart, it's a biography about her and her husband. By Laurie Gwynne Shapiro, I highly recommend. The other thing I'm doing is I'm reading two books at once. Never do that. But that one, the Amelia Earhart one, is one that I have to digest in small bits. Like, I feel like I'm going to do The Barn next. And I feel like that's going to be something that I have to do in small bits too. It may take me a while to read it, but that's okay. I know I need to and I want to and I need to digest it. But the other book I'm reading is called The Southern Book Club's Guide to Slaying Vampires. And when I tell you it's the most fun book I have read in
Okay,
a
good.
very long time, there is a scene with a raccoon that I was not fully prepared for. I knew that at some point, a friend of mine that recommended this book said, just wait for the raccoon. And that's all he said. And for the record, husbands love this book too. Wives are making their husbands read it. It's really funny. It's set in Charleston, or right outside of Charleston and Mount Pleasant. It's set in the 90s, which was when we grew up. So the cultural references are amazing. These women are amazing. The characters, the story is wild. And it is so much fun. I cannot recommend it enough. And I'm not even done with it yet. It is so good. So read it.
Okay.
And when you
This is
text
good. Birch
me,
and I were just talking about, we were just talking
yes.
about we needed some light books. We were trying
So
to read more
fun.
serious stuff and just don't have the capacity
No,
for it right
no.
now.
This is it. This book is it. And I promise you, you'll do the same thing I did to all my friends that have already read it. I just texted them, "Holy shit, the raccoon." It's just wild. It's wild. It's wild, but it's so fun. It's Very, it's just a little quirky, which is just exactly what I needed. So anyway, highly recommend those two
Okay.
books for very different reasons.
Okay, well, good.
Yeah.
Good. I like
So
it.
how about your favorites, Mandy? What are you doing? What are your favorite things this week?
Well, speaking of books, I'm going to recommend again. We have mentioned it before. I know you
Yes.
have started using it,
Yes.
but not everybody has started using it. Because I
Yes.
know Birch had not started using it.
Birch needs to
Because
use
so
it.
in Libro.fm, if you are an Audible user, if you like Audible,
Yeah.
I need you to stop right now. Pull over in your car right now.
Stop.
Just stop. We'll wait. We'll wait. I need you to go to the App Store and I need you to download Libro.fm. What this is, it is a replacement for your Audible account.
Yeah.
Now, when you cancel your Audible account, you will still have access to your entire library of Audible books. They do not go away.
That is important.
But in the future,
I mean,
when you want to listen to an audio book, you will use Libro FM. It works the same way as Audible. You get a credit every month. If you don't have a credit, you can buy a book. It's fine. Like either way, whatever you want to do. But instead of supporting Amazon, you are supporting your local bookstore.
amen.
And when you sign up for your Libro FM account, it will, if you have a local independent bookstore in
Sorry.
your geographical area, it will automatically select that bookstore for you. However,
Which I do
you can
not.
go in. So you can go in and you can choose which bookstore you would like to support. And might I suggest to you all of our friends and listeners, I would like to suggest to you a bookstore that you can choose, which is Writing Books on St. Simon's Island, because as of last week, Writing has a new owner, is our friend Birch.
I mean, the way I want to do the jumpy claps right now, but I will scare the hell out of my dog. It is so, I promise you, every time I go to St. Simon's, I go certain places, and Writing Books is one of those places I go every time, and I buy a book every time I go. So, Birch, you're welcome. Yes, I love it.
Well,
It's
just keep doing it.
I loved it before she bought it, and I love it even more now. It is a beautiful bookstore with a fabulous selection of all kinds of books. That's an, as a matter of fact, that's where I bought. That's their little bookmark in the Southern Book Club's Guide to Slaying Vampires. That's where I got it, was in St. Simon's. So
There you go.
love it.
So
Yay,
yeah, but that's just been,
Birch!
isn't that exciting? So we're very excited for that.
Very excited.
I mean, she and Jim are keeping their other full-time jobs
Well,
as
sure.
well.
They do have some very
But
nice ladies
this
that
is,
work in there, so I hope.
and they're all staying, so
Yes.
that's good. They also bought
Good.
the Jittery Joe's coffee shop that's right there.
Well, good, because it's connected, so that'd be awkward.
Yeah. So they got it all. They got it all. But that's just an easy way. Libro FM's great anyway, but now you can everyone make sure that the local bookstore you're supporting in your Libro
Yes.
FM is in books.
Love it.
And I know Birch didn't have it because I was like, I'm changing my Libro FM right now. And she was like, oh wait, I'll sign up right now. I was like, girl, you should
Come
be,
on,
to her
girl.
defense, she mostly reads. She didn't do a lot of audiobooks. She mostly reads. So
I don't either, but now that I could get into it, I really want to start.
I have a hard, and that's probably why I don't remember anything I read is because I do listen to it. But yeah, I'm almost exclusively audiobooks. But anywho, my next thing is an eye mask, like for sleeping.
Okay.
And my sister gave it to me before we went to Italy, and I have just started using it in my house recently. I have windows, three walls of my condo are windows. Like It's impossible for me to, even if I bought blackout curtains for every window in my house, it would not work. There's just no way to do it. So I started using this eye mask, and I'll have to tell you, like one day I woke up and I had it on. Sometimes it comes off in my sleep, but I still had it on, and I thought, well, I'm going to lift this up, and it's going to be about 6:30. And when I lifted it up, it was 8 o'clock. It was bright as day. I mean, yeah, I was like, whoa.
Andy, that's fabulous.
So, and it has little holes where your eyes go. So you can still open your eyes and blink your eyes while you have it on, which is nice.
That is
It's by Emzu.
okay.
M-Z. And I've really enjoyed it. And it comes in a little kit with earplugs too, and a little travel pouch, so that when you travel, you can just take the whole thing with you.
Love
So,
it.
listen, highly recommend.
Wow.
Because as we all know, we all need help with our sleep
Yes.
and this stage of our lives.
Yes.
And then the third thing I was gonna say, this one's just sort of random. Blenders eyewear. Their sunglasses. I've had
Okay.
like, I don't know, three or four pairs of their sunglasses that I have really liked. I typically, most of the ones I have gotten have been gifts from my sister.
Okay.
Because I typically spend about $10 on my sunglasses because I'm going to lose them. But I'm finally getting ready. I'm just going to order another pair because I had like my favorite pair of sunglasses that I've had in a long time. I think I left them in Kelly's car. I don't know where they went, but we're from Blenders, and I just haven't found another pair I liked as much. So I just wanted to shout out Blenders
Love it.
Eyewear. They run about like 65, 70 bucks.
That's not terrible.
So they're a little more expensive than I usually, but they're not, yeah, it's not
They're not
awful.
500 like sunglasses can be.
Listen, there's not a chance in hell I would
No.
pay $500.
No. No.
No,
No.
no. But anyway, that's what I've got.
Yay. I love it.
I tried to solicit some more favorites from Kelly this week, but she was like, I don't know. I got these new Adidas Sambas. I was like, you're no help.
So
I
help.
don't
I
like
love it.
anything. I don't like anything right now. You're supposed to help me.
Well, these are, I don't know. It sounds like you do like some things. So I was about to say, I'm pleased that you've come back to the land of I like things again.
Well, listen, so I had to go to my shot this morning, and I didn't eat anything before I went, which is just a bad idea, especially when I have not left the house in a week anyway. And so as soon as I start driving, people are on my nerves, and then I get in that waiting room, and the boomer man sitting next to me, he not only had that ring on his phone that. Dee 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 ring. He had that thing where it says, unknown caller.
Those boomers, I tell you what.
The anxiety I was getting, like, my ringer has not been on my
No.
phone
No.
ever.
Ever.
So,
Years.
because of the anxiety that it gives me, it said, let me tell y'all, it transfers, that anxiety transfers from your phone to me. And I had my earbuds in listening to a podcast, and I could still hear it. Oh, yeah.
Turn your
So,
ringers off,
anyway.
people. PSA. Turn
Ooh.
your ringers off.
Oh, anyway, what's going on in your world this week, Katie?
Well, so the one thing I didn't say, which I probably should have when we were talking about football, is that I scared the crap out of Honey. So we live a very quiet life here at Shea Griffiths. You know, I talk to you. I record my sermon, and that's about the noisiest we get. So when I started hollering at the TV during the Auburn game, the looks that I got, I'm gonna give you a picture. A friend of ours gave us a little scarf, Auburn scarf for her to wear, which she wore. But the looks that I got were like, what is happening?
Oh, boy.
This weekend, though, she gets a reprieve. I will be in Atlanta Saturday. think I mentioned my cousin. It's my mom's first cousin, so she was more of an aunt to me. Passed away from a brain tumor. And so her funeral is Saturday. So I get to see my cousins this weekend, but it is for a reason that we none of us really want to be there for. But anyway, so I will be, I'll probably, I will not watch my phone and drive, I swear, if there are any law enforcement listening. But
But
I
you
will
can
not
listen.
be hollering at honey. And she is very grateful. It is also opening of dove season down here on Saturday. And so I'm sure I will be surrounded by gunfire a lot. But there is a dinner when I
Give
get
that
back.
girl some tries, though.
I know. So it'll be good, but it'll be good. So she will be with friends and then I will come back and have dinner. But that's what my weekend is going to be, is a lovely trip to Atlanta, or Atlanta, as Gogi used to say. So how about
Okay.
you? What are you up to? Are you leaving the house or are you staying put?
I'm leaving the house. Young William's 20th birthday is Sunday.
Oh, fun.
So we are headed to Auburn for the weekend
Good.
to celebrate the young William.
The loveliest village on the plains.
Indeed. I don't have any clue what's happening. I know we have a brunch reservation on Sunday. But other than that, I'm not sure. So we shall see. I don't know where I'm staying. I don't know anything. Will is living in a house with his buddy Boner,
Okay.
which, listen, highly approve. Everybody should have a roommate named Boner in
Everyone
their
at
life.
some point in their life should do that.
John Cameron's parents own this house, and
Okay.
there are three bedrooms, so there's a guest room.
Okay.
And so Will has more than once said that I need to come stay with them. Now that was regarding the Mercer Auburn game. So I'm not sure if I'm expected to stay there this weekend as well. If not, I will be staying at my mom's first cousin's house.
Okay.
Linda and Bucky are very kind to host us when we're in Auburn. So,
Okay, good. I was gonna say it's opening home football weekend, so you won't be in a hotel, I can
right.
tell you that.
Which cracks me up that my sister, like, just she didn't make any plans. I'm like, oh, this is going to be interesting. But
Real
that's,
interesting.
listen, I'm just, we've been invited to the fraternity house before the game, which I'm
That
sure
should
will
be.
be
Oh, what fraternity is that?
oh, Katie, Phi Tau, but there's
Okay.
another word in there. Phi
Okay.
Tau, I always
Okay.
say it wrong and I get in trouble.
Okay.
Phi Kappa. Oh, a capital, I don't know.
All right. Look, I cannot wait for next week's episode because I want to hear what the experience is like.
Listen, you know that's my jam.
Yes.
Bunch of young men
Yes.
drinking bush beer. I'm really excited about it.
Well, you'll be in Auburn. I love Auburn. It's a sweet little town. It's grown tremendously since I was a child. So, and if you need a reprieve, I've got a very good friend that lives there. She's also a United Methodist pastor, but if you need some like
Working on my
shelter from the
war
storm.
eagle. Working on my war eagle.
Yeah. There we go.
Oh, anyway.
I love
But
it.
I hope everybody has a lovely week.
Yes. And War Eagle.